The following was recorded in front of a live studio audience at the Studio 21 Podcast Cafe. This is the United Podcast Network.
It's the Cigar Authority After Show, and it's brought to you by Roma Craft Tobacco. Since 2010, Mike Rosales and Skip Martin have focused on the simple and time-honored task of combining quality tobacco, experienced craftsmen, and the right amount of time to bring you cigars worthy of the legacy of the centuries of premium cigar craftsmen that came before them. Whether you are revisiting the anti-prohibition era mindset of intemperance or getting in touch with your more primal side with a Cro-Magnon and Neanderthal, you are sure to find a blend in the Roma Craft House of Brands that fits the exact balance of flavor, strength, and body you are looking for in that moment. When you're finally able to take a short break from the world to relax and enjoy a cigar, the last thing you need is a complicated sales pitch. Simple yet substantial. Tobacco, talent, time. Roma Craft Tobacco. The After Show, the After Show, the After Show.
After Show. It's the After Show.
You're just not doing it, huh?
The After Show.
I mean, you know. It's the After Show. I can't take all of your bits this weekend.
Fair enough.
Know? Like, I got to leave a little meat on the bone for you. Huh.
So today's After Show is the 25 less common cigar terms that you should know. And this After Show came about because whenever we have Steve Saka on, he just insists on using his factory terms.
His version of...
To make himself... Yeah. Seem smarter, and he doesn't need that because he's a very, very smart man.
He is.
He has his shit together, and he could just speak English like the rest of us, but he refuses to. Mm-hmm. So I thought to myself, can I get to 25?
I mean,
useful terms.
Dave kind of refuses to speak English too, but that's a little different.
That's different, but you can understand it.
Yes, you know where he's going.
You know, what's funny is I'll go into when we're working on website stuff and. You know, changing the description of maybe a product. I'll go and look up the information on the website. And his, when I go to translate it into a nicer, cleaner form, the computer goes, I don't know what you just said, man. Like, do you mean
And I have
roller?
All of the words.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, I guess we're doing a vocab test, but I thought I was here to play a game. Like, don't you play a game on the Ashholes?
Oh, we're going to play a game. We're going to play a game.
We don't play any games on the Ashholes, Ed. Why is that?
We're tight on time.
Yeah.
You know, we got to get to our content. We don't have as much time for nonsense.
That's fair.
It's a serious show.
That's fair. But, I mean, I'm here to play the game, but I guess in the meantime we can do this quiz. But, you know, I think someone just joined us, even though you can't see it because this isn't taped video-wise.
Well, we're not videoed. Nice.
We're not videoed.
Perfect.
Nope. No,
no one will even know you're you.
Well, what's going on, boys?
Good to see you.
Well, yeah.
How are you? Eric Wentworth, for those who can't see, because none of you can see, because we're on audio, Eric Wentworth just joined the table here for the After Show.
Excited about it.
So we have this 25 list of glossary terms for the cigar industry. So we're just going to take turns.
And where were these from? These were from PCA?
So PCA puts out a book that has all the exhibitors. And they have all the new cigars that are coming out for that trade show. And then they also have a glossary of terms that they update every year, adding more terms to it. So that part gets a little thicker and a little thicker. And I thought some of them were interesting.
Now, are these all from that source or multiple sources?
This is all from that source. Uh-huh. And I also added some stuff because some of the definitions were a little weak.
Uh-huh. Do you think they have a committee like some of the dictionaries when they added irregardless? Of like, sure. This is a word now, so let's accept it?
I have no idea.
We should look into this.
There's one guy that writes it, because he's the same guy every year. I read it every year.
Got you.
All right, so we're going to kick things off with accordion-style rolling, not to be confused with booking, or with entubao, or entubado, or as Dan says, entubar.
Entubar. I've never heard of entubao. It sounds like someone who widowy has a speech impediment.
Bow.
Entubao. Eric, you ever heard any of these?
Not entubao.
No.
That's nope.
Nope.
He's been there.
That's a proper.
Well, back when Scott Weeks used to have that brand Recluse, he used to say entubao. Maybe he was mispronouncing it.
I think he was a widow.
But that was the first time I'd ever heard of it. Anyways, accordion style is a bunching technique involving the folding of filler leaves in a manner which makes the bunch look like an accordion. The leaves are folded one at a time, making this technique more time-consuming than booking, which is where you put all the leaves together and make your accordion. But not as time-consuming as entubado, which is what the PCA book says it's called, rolling, which is rolling each filler leaf into a tobacco straw and then bunching them together.
Wow.
Nice.
This is great.
Well read.
This is a great definition. They really went into depth.
Now, normally what happens
compared
is
to some of the other definitions,
chat box shits on me, not the panel.
No, you didn't write this.
I'm the host, goddammit.
Oh, you didn't write this. This is from someone else's book. Well, I'm just saying, like, this definition is a paragraph. Some of these are two words.
Yeah.
There's a little discrepancy in, like, you know, the detail.
It is. I'm looking through it right now. It is very wild.
You know?
All right, Eric.
One of them is definitely two words.
Eric, you're up.
Well, I wanted three because that one's easy to read. Batoon, the water mixture used to wet and re-wet the before and during the fermentation process.
That should have said tobacco in there. You know I wrote that.
Yeah, that is bad. What is added to the water can dramatically change the flavors of the finished product.
So we often hear Dave talk about how sometimes in the batoon, which he says platoon.
Yep.
Right.
But it's batoon.
Platoon?
They'll put citric acid or citrus fruit inside that water and let that marinate for a little bit, and that helps to speed up the process. You hear sometimes people referring to Cuban cigars as being batooned with vinegar and wine vinegar, and that helps to speed up the process. Other companies will use things like white wine. Yeah. There's everybody has their own secret sauce in the batoon. All right, Dan.
This is a very difficult...
Take your time with this. Big words in this one.
Just give me a minute here.
Sound it out.
Still a little bit early. It's just before noon on a Saturday. So this is Kappa dash. I'm going to extend this to dash the wrapper.
Thank you for adding that dash.
Well, again, this is a dictionary. What does that mean, the wrapper? I know what it means because it's the tobacco wrapper. But if you're looking at this dictionary to learn a word... You got to be very specific. It's like if you get direct, this is like IKEA directions.
Well, my favorite rapper is Tyga.
You like Tyga?
Oh, yeah.
That makes sense.
Remember Molly? That was a great song.
So he's the Kappa of that band?
Yeah.
Is that, no, he's a one-man Kappa.
He's something.
Whereas Public Enemy was a group of Kappas.
All right.
I like where we took this.
That was the word that Steve used instead of rapper. He said Kappa.
Yeah.
And I took him to task a little bit on it. Why can't you just say rapper? You're up, Ed Sullivan.
What do I get? I get Catador, quality control. I don't like this definition. Is this a quality control person?
Yes.
All right, then maybe we should have phrased it like...
Maybe you keep reading and it says that.
I know, but your first thing makes it sound like it's quality control, but it isn't.
Then say the next part.
All right, I'll say the next part, although I shouldn't have to. If it was done properly.
Yeah, see?
These are the guys that taste finished cigars to ensure they are ready for the market.
Okay, this can't be in the dictionary. This was definitely transcribed.
No, this is in there.
These are the guys?
That's the one that's in there.
These are the guys.
All right, no, I did that.
Okay. I was going to say, you're going to throw this guy under the bus if you didn't change this. These are the guys that taste the finished cigar? You mean us? Are we the Catador?
No.
No, in the factory, they'll have the guys that just do the quality control and make sure that the blend is matching up to the old blend.
Technically, every consumer's quality control. Because there's a problem and they report back, so everyone's a Catador.
Then you have the SEPO.
Oh, we're just moving on?
We're moving on. The SEPO is the ring gauge measuring tool. Sometimes Dave has it up here, and we use it when we do the cigar journal tastings. We put the cigar inside the different holes and see what the ring gauge is, give or take.
You say we. I don't do that.
All right, I do that.
I just read... The dictionary of whatever the size is.
Yeah.
But we don't know what they are.
Yeah, but on a blind...
I don't work in a factory. I don't need this information.
Blind taste test, you need to know what the range
is. Yes, that's different.
All right, we're on Fumo now, which is a unfinished foot and a curly-headed cap. Many Christoph cigars are Fumos.
Which I believe they're getting away from, but...
Yeah.
Oh, are they?
Yeah, this weekend.
They are going to change,
Oh, wow.
Yeah, they redid all their packaging. I think... They're just doing a showcase on Vengeance this week out in Vegas, but eventually they're going to redo everything into no more tobacco in the box, no more closed foot, no more pigtail, just going...
It was a cool concept in its time, but I think it's seen its day.
Yeah, and I think it's a perfect time to do it. It's their 20th anniversary this year, so it's time to change it up, and they've had much more success recently, I think, with their new products like Tres Compadres, Nicaragua.
Yeah.
that are more traditional in the look and
10 over 10 boxes, it takes up a little more real estate, so it allows the consumer to be able to find it in the shop.
Oh, I'm up now.
Oh, yeah.
Guillotina. It's the cutting instrument used by rollers to trim the ends F finish cigars, making them all the same length for that size. So that's the little...
little choppy thing.
Isn't it called something else?
It's called the guillotina.
I think it's called something else, too.
It might be.
Did we do any, like, checking on...
No.
Ed knows.
Straight to print.
It's, oh my God. Isn't it with an F? Like Chevetta. Yes.
No, the Chevetta is a implement used to cut the wrapper.
And that's what he just asked.
That's what I asked. Yes. That's what I meant. Is it the thing like...
Oh no, this is, they roll the cigars, a 6-inch cigar, they roll to 6 1/4, and it takes the last end off.
Got it. Guillotine.
Guillotina.
Got it.
Look at that.
I got a good one. H.O. Amano. Which, contrary to popular belief, it is not the largest cigar factory in the world. It just means made by hand.
Nice.
Correct.
Because people come in and ask for those Hecho Amanos,
yes.
Right?
The Macundos from Hecho Amano. I want to rewind real quick on guillotina. So guillotine is a French word.
No. Guillotine is a French word.
Yes.
Guillotina, you put the A on the end, it becomes a Spanish word.
But it's not a word. That's like quesadilla is quesadilla. You know, it should just be guillotine, right?
Is that one you wrote?
No.
Oh.
That one I did not write.
This guy, I got quite... We need to bring him on. I have a lot of questions.
Up next, we have the Lieberman machine, also referred to sometimes as the Lieberman press. And once the buncher has arranged the binder and filler leaves into the correct ratio, they are placed on a machine that forms the bunch. The Lieberman machine has a steel frame and a rubber mat, or I've seen a leather mat, onto which the leaves are placed. And then there's a lever that controls the rolling. And the leaves are formed into a reasonably tight tube, and these cigars can still be imported as handmade. There was a small talk about maybe saying that they are machine-assisted, but they didn't like that as a term for importation. You want to be importing premium cigars, and it is a premium cigar, and it makes it so that you get more consistency in the roll, and you also can produce cigars quicker because you do have that assistance. Yeah. But as of right now, any cigars made with a Lieberman machine are still considered handmade, hand-rolled cigars.
Yeah, I've seen them in some pretty high-end factories.
Yeah.
It's, you know, if you're paying a lot of money for a cigar, you want that consistency. So it's not a terrible thing to do.
Not the worst thing in the world, no.
Thanks, Joe Lieberman.
We got Figurado now, which is any cigar that is shaped like a torpedo, perfecto, pyramid. If it is not a cylindrical cap, I'm assuming, or end, it's a Figurado, which, yeah.
So is box press a Figurado then?
Yeah, that's...
Why are you going to be a dick, Dan?
I'm not sure if you took these definitions verbatim. We need to, if this is our trade organization that represents our industry, we need to make sure that there's clarification in these
words. I think box press becomes box pressed. And there is a such thing as box-pressed Figurado, like the Padron 80th.
Melanio.
Melanio has one. Those are box-pressed Figurados, but otherwise they are Parejos.
Parejo. Which is next.
Good segue.
Nice. Wow. There really is nothing going on in the cigar alphabet between F and P. Parejo. All cigars that are cylindrical.
There we go. We nailed that.
That aren't Figurados.
You're getting easy ones.
Yeah.
No big words.
I'm so glad. This is great, you know.
All right, Ed Sullivan.
I got the pyramid, which is a specific type of Figurado. You see how I'm incorporating
learned. Back.
It starts off like a torpedo, but it grows thicker by the time you reach the foot of the cigar, like the Davidoff Special T.
That's a trademark size, right? No one else can make the Special T.
No one can call it a specialty, but that is a pyramid.
The front mark is trademark.
Why isn't it the Special P? Because it reminds you of urine. That's why.
Maybe. Up next, we have Pallone. It's a term that you hear used on the Cigar Authority often, and that is the pile of tobacco being fermented. And there's a bunch of different names for Pallone, but that's the most commonly used term for it. at this point.
It's a pile of tobacco. It's just
it's a pile of tobacco that's being fermented. Pallone. Yeah.
Oh, do you think? Do you think when you're in those fermenting rooms, it's too much?
It's aggressive.
It's too much.
It's a lot of ammonia.
100% humidity.
Don't like
100 degrees. No thanks.
Yeah, it's hot.
It's way too much. We got priming. The process of picking a different level of a field of plants, typically done once a week. In a cigar blend, the primings refer to the level of leaves.
This is like a riddle.
Were at when they were picked. The higher the priming, the more robust the flavor. The lower the priming, the better the combustion. I feel like some words were missing.
They probably were.
And who's doing the priming? Is it time to play our game
the
show?
The Picadaro? No, he's not. That's not a real thing.
Why did I get this term? Because I don't.
Hang on a second.
Yeah, we're going to
hold off.
I want to bring this up so
hold off. All right, you guys need to turn on your buzzers.
Yep, I'm ready to go.
What's happening now?
We're going to play a game.
All right, it's on. We're good.
Oh, I don't like games.
All right.
This is why we came.
Well, that was for 15.
So.
Yeah.
It's time to make beautiful music with Avo. Savor every moment.
From moments worth remembering to stories worth telling and notes worth savoring, Avo Cigars. Lyrics of top charted songs. Can you guess the name of the song and the artist from the wrong lyrics or even the right ones? Avo Cigars. Did you make your own for this?
No. No, I did not.
This comes to us from...
This comes from Dave. It's from his notes. It's just the next one on the list. And these are the correct lyrics. So you're going to try to guess the song and the artist. You need both to be able to score. Ooh. When you know, you hit the button.
And okay. You stop reading at that point. If
correct.
You're not
hopefully I'm
done
reading at that point.
Yep.
I hear the drums echoing tonight.
Toto Africa.
Yes.
That was a layup.
Wow. I'm fucked.
Are you?
that was a layup.
Are you gay?
No.
All right.
No.
I don't know how you know that.
Oh, my God. That song was very... You never seen the video of Kristen Bell and her husband? They did like a whole thing?
No.
I don't know. That song was pretty viral for, you know, that was like a 2010 song. Yeah. Even though it's from the 80s.
It's a good tune.
Not Toto's best work, though. Hold the Line is really... Really where they shine.
I've never heard Hold the Line.
Love isn't always on top. Yes, you have. Come on. How many weddings have you worked? You haven't played that song?
Never.
Can you sing a little bit for us?
Nah, I'm good.
Oh. All right. Now, there's always a reason why I do a bit. And this is the reason, this next term, because I laughed out loud when I read it.
I thought there was a funnier one.
Yeah.
There might be.
This one is rubbing one out.
No,
sorry.
No. Don't add to it.
Oh, well, that's how I read it, too.
Rubbing out. Oh, excuse
rubbing
me. Rubbing out. A term for pipe smokers who must... Wow, that's a really rude term for pipes. Who must break up their flake or plug tobaccos to ready them for smoking by rubbing them in their palms. It has to be in a small circular motion.
It has to be in a small circular
not
motion.
Not up and down. An up and down motion?
According to the magazine.
It's not even cigar terminology. Did you put it in just because it's rubbing out?
Yes. 100%. That's the reason I put it in
for
there.
For sure.
Wow.
I knew the children that we had on the panel today and that everybody would get a giggle.
They have everything in this dictionary.
There's a lot of pipe terms.
Yeah.
Because it used to be the IPCPR.
Yeah,
so.
And then they took them out of the name and told them all to pound sand. That was nice. Yeah. That was really nice.
But they keep them in the glossary of terms.
They do. They keep them in the part of the book that nobody reads.
Except for me.
Except for John.
All right, Ed Sullivan, what do we got?
We've got stalk curing. This is a process of curing tobacco leaves while they're still attached to the stalk. I don't know about the next part. It seems to use a definition in the definition.
Yeah.
Stalk curing happens to stalk cut tobaccos.
Oh.
I don't know why it would happen to non-stalk.
Well said.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. Stalk curing is the next thing. It just seems like this was dragging on. Maybe 25 was too many. Stalk curing is the process of curing tobacco leaves while they are still attached to the stalk.
Maybe we should do the actual next one.
Oh, because I crossed out the wrong thing. Stockholm cigar syndrome.
Is this really in
I don't
their
think
definition?
I don't think
really in there?
I don't think so.
When reps or consumers fall in love with mediocre to bad cigars because they had a chance to smoke it with the maker or brand owner, they realize later this is not nearly as good as they remember. That's Stockholm Cigar Syndrome.
Would a related term to this be a mark?
Maybe. Then maybe the guy starts off as a mark and then he gets this Stockholm Cigar Syndrome.
Or a fanboy.
Fanboys?
So it happens, and it happened to me with Perdomo. I wasn't the hugest Perdomo fan before I went on the Perdomo trip. Mm-hmm. And I smoked so many Perdomos in a row, and you're there kind of drinking the Perdomo Kool-Aid, and I discovered, because you know we did the blind tasting like you've done at Sullivan, mm-hmm. where you smoke all of them, and blind, I really enjoyed the Sun Grown.
Yeah.
And I just never, I don't know, I always liked Perdomo as a person, and I thought he made a great cigar, but it wasn't in my regular rotation. And then after going on that trip, it went into my regular rotation. So it's not so much Stockholm Cigar Syndrome, but I developed an appreciation or a taste for his cigars.
Well, and that's the kind of trip that's tailor-made for someone like you, because like you like building things, you're handy, and that literally... That trip is, if you've ever watched an episode of How It's Made, like there's cigar factory tours and it's similar, but there's not as much detail.
No, he
like,
goes
this
deep.
Is the water that Next goes level. Into the pipe. This is the pipe. This is what the pipe is made of. I brought a home inspector and I brought a mechanic. They had a ball. I wanted to die because it was, and look, it's great. It was very interesting seeing like how they made the boxes and everything, but I'm more of the Kool-Aid Davidoff trip or the Drew Estate trip where it's like, hey, just here's the two-hour quick look, and let's go back and have a drink and have some food.
Let's go party.
But it is a great trip. If you've never been to a cigar factory, you should do the Perdomo tour, especially if you like the process, because you will not get anything close anywhere else.
The Stockholm Cigar Syndrome I've seen happen, and this one I'm not mentioning the brand, but I know of some customers that are still smoking this product today that bought it. They went on a trip and saw the process and everything down in a third world country. And when they came back, that was 20, 25 years ago.
Yeah.
And they're still smoking the product, and the product has dramatically decreased in quality, but they still buy it and they still smoke it because they went on that trip.
Yeah. They feel an attachment to the brand.
Yeah.
Correct.
Yep. No, it's good.
Yeah.
All right.
Sucker.
Huh. Who's that?
It's secondary leaves on tobacco plants.
Also a mark.
That grow during the priming period and rob the plant of its vital nutrients. Suckers must be removed when they are seen to ensure the integrity of the harvest. I am not a strong reader. This is very challenging for me.
Mm-hmm.
This is
that's why we tried to get it done before you got here.
Yeah. Wow. I was number 19 for those who are still listening to this after show.
Both of you.
Tabla, a wood service used by cigar rollers, troll cigars. You mean a table?
Well, if you go into Honduras, for example, in a Christian's facility, all of his tables are made out of stainless steel so that they can disinfect them every day. Mm-hmm. And on top of the table is the tabla.
Okay. It's a tabla on a table.
Correct.
It's got to be confusing.
Right. Sullivan, you're our strongest reader, and then the rest of them are all short.
Yes.
Well, yeah, mine's not short.
No, it's not.
Because we've got a lot to say about topping.
This sounds like an Urban Dictionary term.
Is there a bottoming?
Well,
did we skip that one?
Just topping. And this is the act of removing the flower from a tobacco plant.
This is more of a bottoming, I think.
This causes the plant to go into a type of shock, which benefits the leaves of that plant. It is shocking. And makes them grow thicker and larger.
Yeah, I should have taken all of the keywords out because it just triggered Eric.
It's definitely
this is
Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, you set this up. I was at a bachelor party a couple weeks ago. I learned about this term. You should look it up. I'm not going to tell you
topping?
About it. Topping? Gooning.
Oh.
Very weird phrase.
I don't want that in my search history.
Urban Dictionary. Oh, it's
I'm going to Google it.
Yeah. It's very applicable. Not as applicable as topping, though.
Let's bang through the next five here. We have Torcedor, which is a cigar roller.
Bang through.
Let's top through this.
we got tripa, Spanish term for guts. In cigars, it refers to the filler tobaccos.
Nice. Yeah. Vega, a plot of land that the growing of tobacco takes place. You mean a field also would be a helpful term.
Field.
A field.
That's what I know it as.
Vaguero is Spanish for plantation worker and can also be a cigar made from one leaf or one varietal of tobacco.
So the new Aladino Cameroon would be a Vaguero?
Could be.
Could be.
You would typically see this when we do the tastings with Terrence Riley from Aganorsa. He has little Vagueros or Fumas of specific tobaccos so that you can taste the individual flavors and then taste the entire finished product. And vitophilia is the collecting and studying of cigar bands. Probably not a term that you need, but...
Nope.
Okay.
All right. That's the after show, everybody.
That was it?
That was it.
Done.
Wow.
Tune in next week. Dave is back with the Premium Cigar Trade Show review, and he's going to give you the real inside scoop of what happened and what's new. Until then, you've been listening to the Ash of the... What are we doing? The after show.
Yeah. No, we're on Tuesday.
On the United Podcast Network. Dan's from the Ash Holes. Yes. Stick the lid end in your mouth. You might like it.
The views and opinions expressed by the hosts, guests, or callers of this program do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Studio 21, Podcast Cafe, the United Podcast Network, its partners or affiliates.